Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, a fellow Democrat, has demanded the immediate resignation of Senator Menendez. Murphy says the allegations in a corruption indictment are so serious that they compromise the senator's ability to serve. Menendez is charged with secretly aiding the authoritarian government of Egypt and trying to thwart the criminal prosecution of a friend in exchange for gold bars and cash. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Menendez is stepping down as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee until the matter has been resolved, but Schumer stopped short of calling for him to resign. In an email statement, Menendez accused prosecutors of misrepresenting the normal work of a congressional office and called the allegations baseless. I'm Norman Hall.
And U.S. Secretary of State on Iran, Antony Blinken.
Iran's own activities in pursuing a nuclear program are a profoundly destabilizing element and one that risks the security of countries not only in the region, but well beyond it, which is why we're determined, President Biden's determined, that Iran never acquire a nuclear weapon.
Again, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un has ordered unspecified steps to develop his nation's relations with Russia after his recent visit. Experts have speculated the two nations discussed banned arms transfers and other cooperation measures during Kim's visit. The U.S. and South Korea are among those warning that Russia and North Korea would pay a price if they proceed with such deals. This is VOA News.
A military judge at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base has found accused 9/11 plotter Ramzi bin al-Shib incompetent and says a military medical panel found al-Shib's post-traumatic stress disorder and secondary psychosis can be linked to the torture he sustained in CIA custody. Defense attorney David Brock says al-Shib's solitary confinement and being forced to stand sleepless for days at a time left his client fearful. He says this ruling is the first time the U.S. government has acknowledged the CIA torture program did psychological harm. He wants PTSD treatment for his client, but the White House has refused. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The latest on the Black Sea deal that Russia pulled out of, coming from AP's Charles Iledesma.
Images on social media showed large plumes of smoke over the building in Sebastopol Harbor in annexed Crimea. The Russian-installed governor of Sebastopol hasn't offered any details, saying only that emergency services have been dispatched to the site of the strike. He warned Sebastopol residents that another attack is possible and urged them not to come to the city center. Ukraine has not immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. It comes a day after Russian missiles and artillery pounded cities across Ukraine, killing at least five people. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Canada shared evidence that Indian government agents were potentially involved in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader in British Columbia, with New Delhi weeks ago. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Friday ties between the two countries have plunged to their lowest level and years after Trudeau told Parliament there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the assassination on Canadian soil.
Canada has shared the credible allegations that I talked about on Monday with India. We did that many weeks ago, and we hope that they engage with us so that we can get to the bottom of this very serious matter.
The Biden administration is pledging $100 million to support a proposed Kenyan-led multinational force to restore security to conflict-ravaged Haiti and urged other nations to make similar contributions. The Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Friday that the U.S. would provide logistics, including intelligence, airlift, communications, and medical support to the mission. It would still need approval by the U.N. Security Council. Other than Kenya, which would head the operation, personnel from several Caribbean nations would also be deployed to the country. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.